He always had an affinity with tears. He noticed them, even the hidden ones that drop inside the soul and keep falling even when your face is smiling and no one notices the grief behind the confident facade. He always asked, "Why? Why are you weeping? What is the story of your tears?" He knew that we would never find an answer to our sorrows that was second hand or off the shelf. It could never be someone else's answer, no matter how compelling. Until we found the answer in ourselves, until we understood our own grief, until we were able to strip back the layers of pretense and see afresh the cause of our disquiet and our pain, we would always be alone in our sorrow. It would always be an emptying out of grief, and never a filling in of grace. But if we saw, just for a moment, the heart of our dismay, our terrible separation from love, then we would also see the means of grace. See. And now I give it to you second hand, for I have not yet seen it for myself, only glimpsed its terrifying beauty, the face of God in this about-to-be-crucified man. So when the women who followed in the crowd wept and tore their clothing, he asked them not to weep for him, but for themselves.